and all that you have heard was just preliminary. From today, we shall in earnest start on Yoga Sutra. Yoga Sutra is not philosophy. It is practice. The Gita, the Vedas, well, they give you some enlightening thought, but practice is Yoga Sutra. You have been either selected or you are opted in certain groups, A, B, C and D. From next month, we shall meet as per group, every alternate month. 1 month there will be theory, 1 month there will be practice. So for August, with your calendar, we shall meet on Saturday 26th. Please bear with me. Saturday 6th. Monday the hall is not available. Tuesday 28th. Wednesday 29th, no, Tuesday 29th, Wednesday 30th and Thursday 31st. Is that clear? Please, is that clear? Group A 26th, Group B 29th, Group C 30th, Group D 31st. Is that clear? All of you know your groups? The master of ceremonies. As I've told you before, if you read Yoga Sutra 100 times, you will not understand it. Rather, you will misunderstand it. They have to be rearranged. And after rearranging, with great respect, with great admiration, with great veneration, you have to proceed when you study Yoga Sutra. Mr. Nayak, please help me here. 5 books. Book 1 is in part 1 and 2. Book 5 is in part 1 and 2. Understand poetic language, but the hidden philosophy and the hidden power behind them is not easily understandable unless one at first rearranges them and then reframes them in our modern language. For understanding them as scientific knowledge, one will at first have to understand the 3 modern words of our present day language. mutation, the act, the process of being altered or changed. A change as in nature, form or quality. An heritable alteration of the genes or chromosomes of an organism. Mutate. To cause to undergo alteration, especially by mutation. Mutant. An individual or organism differing from parental strain as a result of mutation. A gene that has undergone mutation. Any agent, including radioactive elements, ultraviolet radiations, and certain chemicals that causes biological mutation. The human body-brain system has many surprising elements and chemicals within its structure but dormant. Gene and hereditary factor, genetics, scientific study of heredity and variations. Evolution, a gradual process in which something changes into a significantly different, especially more complex and more sophisticated form. Groups of organisms change with the passage of time so that new species differing morphologically and physiologically from their ancestors are formed in accord with the theory of biological evolution. The external form has already reached perfection. The monumental inner changes have yet to take place. This inner evolution is what is talked about here in the sutras. From these few introductory words, it will be apparent to the reader that the sutras are to be approached with great veneration as they are capable of altering the genes and bring about mutations that lead to sudden evolution of the human being. Where nature takes millions of years, the sutra can bring about great biological changes in one or a few lifetimes. As it is difficult and totally new direction in which an aspirant is supposed to move, some previous and less difficult practices are absolutely essential. To this end, one is asked to properly ground oneself in six refining exercises, the five upgrading exercises of awareness, and the three-step rhythmic breathing. But the mere lukewarm or gentle efforts will yield no result. Please make a note of this. It must become an obsession. It must become an obsession. Darwin introduces the ways in which nature brings about evolution and at stages mutation. This is a slow and natural process. It affects all life, including human. But along these lines, there are also conscious processes developed by ancient Maharishis, which will amount to transformation of a human being into a higher species of being. The Yoga Sutras can do this. Only the efforts are wanting. But the philosophy is hidden in the sutras. The practices and techniques are hidden. And so the knowledge has been so far passed down the line by word of mouth from teacher to pupil. From this introduction, it will now be apparent to you that the study and also the practices of Yoga Sutra will mean that internal biological evolution is brought about. To bring that about, wherever and whenever mutation is required, it is brought about, and certain chemicals that were never produced within the body before are now produced within the entire body brain system. That is why, after rearranging the sutras for study, a series of graded exercises is undertaken. In these exercises, the important point to remember is the use of three-step rhythmic pattern in three different manners. One, fast. Keeping to the pattern of three-step rhythmic breathing, This creates a spirit of exhaustion as and when experimented, as and when experienced after running or climbing fast. Intermediate, that is after exhaustion state, our natural breath, whether long or three-step rhythmic breathing, takes some time to come back to normal. Even in this stage, the pattern of three-step rhythmic breathing is kept up. It is removed 15, it's only 18 breaths a minute. Normal. Finally, after the above, we undertake the normal three-step rhythmic breathing. In three-step rhythmic breathing, it is synchronization of breath to the intake of prana. So we begin the exercise with three-step rhythmic breathing, then go over to fast, three-step rhythmic breathing, and so it will happen that the intake of prana also will be fast only if the pattern of three-step rhythmic breathing is maintained, and then we have the intermediate and normal state again. If any of you have painstakingly practiced the corrective exercises, I'm afraid most of you have not, you will see a parallel as to how emotion is corrected of a particular type in a particular manner. In the same way, both breath and prana are corrected by this technique. Over a period, through repetition of this exercise, a sort of control is achieved over both breath and prana, and they are both synchronized in all the three stages, namely fast, intermediate, normal, but all the three have the pattern of three-step rhythmic breathing. Without the three-step rhythmic pattern, the exercise will have no meaning. In this exercise, you will also notice that it differs from refining past exercises. There the breath is fast, but without the pattern of three-step rhythmic breathing. There is substantial difference between an ordinary fast breath and a breath with three-step rhythmic breathing pattern. From this small introduction, you will realize that the practice of sutras can change the human being substantially. If your application to yoga sutra will remain as balanced as the application so far, there will be no hope. Have to be much more serious than you have been so far. It is for this specific reason I am taking you in small groups, so that I can attend to you better. You can remove your doubts, whatever you have, when you practice. Quick glance about Yoga Sutra. Saint Patanjali in his teachings have emphasized three major disciplines of yoga abhyasa: self-restraint or austerity, self-examination or self-study, self-surrender to the Lord of the mind or the Divine Spirit within. These threefold sadhana can remove pain and obstacles and help to bring about a meditative attitude. It is not, however, as simple as it sounds. These obstacles to many originate from avidya, the basic cause. Avidya leads to aham, the false I, and also to moha, lobha, krodha, etc., and holding on to physical existence. Avidya is the soil in which all other obstacles sprout and grow. Ignorance leads to ego, that is, acceptance of wrong self or self. The real seer is superseded by the false physical seer, and spiritual sight is dimmed by physical sight. These wrong approaches lead to wrong ideas and wrong values, and clinging on to earthly existence is natural. Avidya makes this fundamental mistake of confusing and superimposing of prakriti over purusha, that is self over self. This is the fundamental correction that is needed. To have a mental grasp of this is not enough. Such philosophy abounds not only in our scriptures, but in many other scriptures as well. The sutras give and show our practices and techniques so that each one can experience and not merely philosophize. So this basic correction of avidya is to mental, moral, physical and psychic exercises, pranayams and holding on to meditative attitude. The obstacles create as if a coloring to our sight, and what we see is not what actually is, and what actually exists due to this false coloring to sight, we do not or cannot see. This goes on increasing till correction can set in. This goes on increasing our karma and with it our pain and suffering. As long as ignorance remains as guide to our normal living, these mental deposits will accumulate to a huge proportion, and so a long and automatic chain of births and deaths is inevitable. Karma is pain, mental, physical, emotional and psychic. Avidya involves us into actions unthinking about consequences. Our actions are rooted in the three qualities. As avidya is the guiding force, maximum of rajas and tamas would be the contents in our thoughts and acts. Diagram 1, formula 2482 of the IESM Center. This leads to wrong identification of seer and seen. The sutras teach correction, the practical way. To know the true nature of the seer who is within and will guide us to ultimate liberation. But in normal life, the real seer is a mere witness to the play of avidya. In the sastras, in the sutras, philosophy changes into practice. Scientific yoga practices bring in discrimination, and this discrimination makes the eye see without any coloring that is there, and in the light of intuition that is now developed, awareness brings in true values. The entire wrong way of life is now put on correct foundation, and the contents of rajas and tamas now decrease, and death of sattva increases. The physical self that calls himself or herself as I realizes that the real I is cosmic consciousness, that is pure spirit, the divine fragment within. This seer is pure vision, and though looking through the mind and the conscious brain, now that the mind and brain are no longer under the guidance of avidya, to destroy the pure and clear vision, so can correctly see and correctly understand. When this state is reached, the phenomenal universe disappears, as the sage says in the sutras. The object of birth is fulfilled, and pure consciousness that was held within the physical body is now free. All this is but the difficulty of language to express. Ancient rishis and yogis followed and perfected many practices and have pointed out many ways for our benefit. And it depends on each aspirant now how he or she would progress. Both science and yoga say the same thing, but in different languages. Science would say that if the entire universe were to resolve itself into one basic energy, as the universe is a creation of one energy only, there would be no universe. Yoga says that if in the whole Brahman, if the three qualities were to be in original state of balance and rhythm, there will be no existence. For imbalance of qualities create existence. But it is also said that if this balance and rhythm is once disturbed, either within the individual or within the Brahman, it takes ages and eternities to come back to original rhythm and balance. Ignorance, pain, suffering is the result of this imbalance and of existence. When this balance and rhythm is disturbed, the way back for individual is through the eight means or steps of yoga, abhyasa, and it leads from darkness to light. But these eight steps are not like the ordinary steps that are climbed one after another. All eight are followed together, are involved together. A human being is a complex system and cannot be repaired like a table or chair. The whole system is to be repaired from all possible angles. In Vishnu Purana it is said, the brain of man is the cause both of his bondage and his liberation. Its attachment to objects of sense is the reason of his bondage, and its separation from the objects of sense is the means of his freedom. He who is capable of this discriminating knowledge should therefore restrain his brain and meditate upon Parabrahma to attain to liberation. The sutras say this and also show the way. Great emphasis is also placed on inward and outward purity. We can take care of outward purity, but how to clean the mass of inward impurity? Here too the sutras show the way. It is said that even if these internal impurities are clear, it is not an end in itself, but only a condition to prepare the brain and mind for dharma. But this human brain is highly volatile and explosive, a substance. If you practice any exercise, pranayama or so-called meditation, and control it for some time, no sooner one stops such a practice, for it cannot be done for all 24 hours, this devil of a conscious brain with vengeance would torment the individual and normal life would be miserable. So it boils down to the fact that along with certain practices and exercises, a certain type of pranayama should be included that can be carried out for all 24 hours. Then only this conscious brain will surrender, and when it surrenders, the individual mind is no more polluted. The vision becomes pure and the mind turns inward. Then pratyahara, dharana, dhyana are possible, leading to samadhi, but not before this. Divine wholeness, tapa, if you refer the book, in its seventh sub-stage creates paranada. It is called also nada brahma, that creates perpetual motion. It also later in existence creates various pranas, cosmic energies. These various grades of pranas are found some in swaha, some in bhuva, and some in bhu. The ocean of prana in existence is infinite mind, chitti. If we can have inter-exchange to one of the higher pranas with infinite mind within our body-brain system, we can reach for another, or nada brahma, and by its help, ultimately, disintegrate all the three bodies, nirmanakaya, sambhogakaya, dharmakaya, and be free. And we once again be our glorious, luminous self, the divine fragment. I am quoting below to show you what Yoga Sutra expects from you by way of Yama. Do not covet that which belongs to another. Abstention from theft means absence of desire to become possessed of another's property, either mentally, verbally, or bodily. So my friends, you see, everyone will give you advice, everywhere you will meet philosophy, everywhere you will be told to do this or not to do this, but it is humanly impossible to control the human brain. There is no substance in the universe yet discovered by science that can control this little brain of a human being. If you are engaged in trying to correct it, you might spend all your life correcting it and you will be able to do nothing in spite of it. This is the main reason why the ancient rishis developed a few particular methods whereby this brain can be controlled automatically so that your efforts are not wasted in correcting it. Otherwise, you can read all the philosophy and be no better in spite of reading all the philosophy. There are other methods besides the Yoga Sutra also, but they are much more difficult. It will require one to be away from normal life, and we as householders cannot afford to take that path. Yoga Sutra distinctly therefore shows us how we can do this at the same time living our normal life. Upgrading exercise, at least one, to some measure of success. And the 3 steps will be breathing for at least an hour a day. Oh, I'm very glad. I hear many people saying yes. I'm very glad. You have still got 40 days. But minimum 36 days for A group and 40 days for D group. To come honestly with the minimum that is required from you. Why do I insist on this? Yoga Sutra is like running a 100 meters race. And if you do not know how to walk, how will you enter the race 100 meters? What seems so easy, this refining exercise, this 3-step rhythmic breathing, is therefore essential that you walk, that you run, minimum, before you enter Yoga Sutra, where you will have to do it in less than 10 seconds, 100 meters. This 3-step rhythmic breathing, so far has been to you a type of breathing. Many people who meet me think that it is a child of my brain, that I have devised a sort of a breathing system. I have devised nothing. In fact, today in the world, nobody can discover anything new that pertains to yoga. All possible discoveries have been made ages ago. And I have told you before also that you were born with 3-step rhythmic breathing. Between your birth and first 9 months, your breathing was at the rate of 36 per minute, but with the pattern of 3-step rhythmic breathing. In the next 9 months, your pattern reduced slowly to 18 per minute. In the next 9 months, your pattern reduced to 12 per minute. In the next 9 months, you forgot it. Why? Because you were growing big enough for your parents to ruin you. And you ruin your own children. Because we normally, of course unthinkingly, impose all our thoughts on the child. What color it should wear, how it should dress, how the hair should be parted. We impose everything on the child. We impose our emotions on the child. We impose our thinking on the child as if what we do is correct. And in the last 9 months, the child is ruined. The child becomes a stranger to three-step rhythmic breathing. We are going back to nature. We are going back to our very infant days. And in the practices, we shall use the pattern of three-step rhythmic breathing. And then we have to generate enough heat. We shall go up to 36 breaths a minute on three-step rhythmic breathing pattern. Don't be worried. All care is taken. Tapes are made ready. And when the groups will be taken, not only instructions will be given, the tape will be played. I shall see that you do it correctly because the group will be small. But, and it's a very big but, I can't make you do it at home. And that is a very big but. But if you take up this seriously now, in the introduction, we have been given some idea that we shall change totally. When we use the word Maharishi or Mahayogi, we actually mean a different species of humanity whose genes are totally different. And they have achieved this by certain practices. No more we shall talk about lobha, krodha, aham, all that. It is humbug to talk about it. We will have to remove it from our body brain system, from every cell from our body. Last time I told you that in each human body there is a mass of cells that are still very animal. And it is that concerted joint action that prevents us from doing or going along certain directions. The lethargy of the body, the lethargy of the mind is due to this mass of cells. These cells have to be changed totally. These cells have to be made more human. When these are made more human, we don't need efforts to be human. Today we need efforts to be human because more than 50% of ourselves are not human. Take for example our earth, our world. How much killing, looting, rape, what is going on everywhere? Is any corner safe? Because more than 50% of the human beings on this world are inhuman. They were only human form. Like that, your body has mass of cells that is inhuman, animal. And no amount of philosophy, no amount of prayers, no amount of doing this or that will help you. They must be changed to become human. And if you follow a method to make them human, then you will be human and no efforts will be needed to go along a certain path. But, again it's a big but. a very serious religious efforts are required. I am afraid these notes are hardly read in the next 30 days. And it has happened month after month after month for the last so many years. Now from reading they are coming to doing. And if again at home there is no doing, then I leave you to your destiny. I can't help it. No God will help you there. But I have a feeling that most of you are very honest. Most of you are very sincere. At least, even I can say almost all of you are sincere and honest. And I hope that you will put in your sincere efforts now. In our theory of practice, never use words like Maya. There is nothing in creation that is Maya. Anything that we can say is Maya is our brain. Is our brain. That makes us misunderstand everything, misinterpret everything, and come to wrong conclusions in everything. And being a human being, our only weapon is brain. Our only weapon is brain. And as we have read, that it is our brain that leads us into bondage. It is our brain that leads us to final liberation. But this devil of the brain, with its 16 billion cells, of which over 10 billion may be animal, will drag you down every time you make any attempt to go forward. Perhaps it has been your experience so far. You must have tried so many things, you must have read so many things, and time and again you must have come back to square one. Now therefore, we shall stop talking. We shall do the minimum amount of talking and the maximum amount of doing. These exercises are in a series. There are six phases to the exercise. Phase 1 will go with rearrange book 1, part 1. Phase 2 will go with rearrange book 1, part 2. Phase 3 will go with rearrange book 2. Phase 4 will go with rearrange book 3. Phase 5 will go with rearrange book 4. Phase 6 will go with rearrange book 5, part 1. And you will ask me what will happen? I will say you are ready for the jump. You have turn your animal cells into human and are ready for the jump. Kaivalya. The total transformation will come after the six phases of this exercise. These exercises are so potent that after phase 2, I can only ask you to do thrice a week, not more, not even daily. They are so potent. But they should be done thrice a week. It is not a smiling matter. You will perspire when you will do this. And you will realize that, oh, I have not done my refining exercises, therefore I can't do it. Halfway you will get up and say, I can't do it. That is why I am insisting. You have got 36 to 40 days more to come prepared. I have every hope you will. Are there questions now? Remember our last month's notes? Do you remember any salient features of what we talked last month? Can anybody tell me so? The salient features of our last month's notes? That is what I am telling you. In the next 30 days, these are not read and studied. If there is a plate of iron, if that plate is bent, and if that plate is then welded to make a round cylinder, do you know what happens to iron plate? If you X-ray the iron plate as it is done in boiler manufacture, the cells are haphazard, the grains are haphazard, and then it is put in an annealing furnace for 24 hours, raising the temperature to 900 centigrade and slowly bringing it down. When you X-ray this plate again, what will you see? The grains are all parallel. You will go through that process of annealing, where all your cells will work in one direction, not like this, as they work now today. Yoga is not fun. Yoga is very hard work. But it gives fruits. Very beautiful, ripe fruits. But yoga is difficult. But if you will do it, you will be a different person. Your name will remain the same, but you will become a different person. Okay. So next month, group A to come on 26th. Have you all checked your groups? Group B will come on 29th. Group C will come on 38th. Group D on 31st. तुझे परमिशन है ना? नेक्स्ट मंथ चार दिन से आए हाँ बस बड़ा मैं चौथा कर दे माला बीती बात से You check with your own group. Your group is on what date? In bookmark, the exercises, refining, upgrading, three-step, Bhagavad Gita, practice kar lo. In Tamil, you have form one na kari. Even doctor na kari. 4:30 is the time. And please, don't come late. Because in a meeting like this, if you come half an hour late, it is all right.